It's here and now. A little caution, we're now going to be talking about a movie that the New York Times calls, quote, a profoundly touching, profoundly sex-positive film, so it's for mature audiences. The Sessions tells the real-life story of journalist and poet Mark O'Brien, played by actor John Hawkes, who was nominated for an Oscar for his performance as a sinister meth addict named Teardrop in the movie Winter's Bone. O'Brien was severely disabled by a childhood bout of polio. He was left unable to move his arms or legs, and he spent much of his life in and out of an iron lung. But at age 38, he decided to lose his virginity with the help of a sexual surrogate, who's played in the movie by Helen Hunt.
Your money's on the desk over there.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
That was the wrong way to start off.
It really was. Shall we start again?
Please. You start.
Although the aim is for us to have sex, I'm not a prostitute. You don't have to pay me up front. I have nothing against prostitutes, but there's a difference. We can talk about that later.
I'm sorry.
In a few minutes, we'll be speaking with John Hawkes, who's been getting excellent reviews for his performance. But first, writer-director Ben Lewin based his screenplay on an article Mark O'Brien wrote for a literary magazine. Ben Lewin is also a polio survivor and walks with two crutches. During Ben's recent visit to Boston, he spoke with Here and Now's Emiko Tamagawa, and she asked about his shared medical history with Mark O'Brien.
I had polio at about the same time that Mark did, and at about the same age, when I was around 6 years old. Initially, this made me feel nervous about being a little bit too personally connected to the story, and I think it took some convincing. It wasn't until I felt that it really was about something bigger, like the universal fear of sex, that I really embraced the project.
Did you find certain parts of your experience with polio sort of coming out in the script, or was it exclusively Mark's story?
It's very hard to separate. I guess at a certain point I didn't worry too much whether I was venting my own feelings, and I, in fact, felt grateful to Mark for providing a vehicle for me to vent as well. During my early years growing up in high school, and so it was pretty brutal. I achieved a pretty high degree of independence as a young man, and I don't think that I could relate my experiences so literally to Mark's. But certainly I felt that we had developed a similar sense of humour, maybe for the same reasons, and that a similar sense of the absurdity of life. So I related to him probably more spiritually than physically.
I had read that you had seriously considered casting a disabled actor in the role of Mark.
After I read his article, I thought initially how marvelous it would be if I could get someone who innately understood his experience. But it just wasn't practical. Anyone as severely disabled as him would have been really too fragile to go through the ordeal of a film production, and I felt that to take someone who was a little bit disabled and to pretend they were severely disabled was a kind of tokenism, and finally for someone to carry the movie as John Hawkes had to, they needed a certain amount of experience.
Can you talk a little bit about what John Hawkes brings to the role, because he is completely committed to the role. You can see it in every frame of the film.
Yeah. Well, initially, when I looked at him in Winter's Bone, I thought, boy, do I want that creepy old guy.
Get out of the truck, Teardrop. I need to talk to you.
I don't think so.
Ain't about you. You're not in trouble. It's about your brother.
Nope. Tonight I ain't doing a f***ing thing, you say.
The reality is that he is much closer in personality to Mark O'Brien than a lot of the creepy parts that he has played. I mean, he is very wry and witty, very sweet, warm guy. And I think that his own personality was the resource that he could draw on.
That's Ben Lewin, the writer of the movie The Session, speaking with Here and Now's Emiko Tamagawa. Emiko also got a chance to talk with the star of that movie, John Hawkes. She started by asking if he also felt that Mark O'Brien was closer to who he is as a person than Teardrop in Winter's Bone or his role as a cult leader in last year's Martha Marcy May Marlene.
I would say so. I think that those guys were killers. You know, that's not me. And Mark was a poet, and I think of myself as a creative person.
You're playing someone whose body is very contorted, and in fact, you had a ball. And could you talk about how the physical nature of this character?
Sure. There's an amazing documentary, a short film by Jessica Yu that is of Mark's life called Breathing Lessons.
I spent almost all my time with Yari alone. I could wiggle my fingers and toes a little bit, shoot my mouth, but I can't use my hands to operate the simplest things.
It's mentioned in the script, and certainly it's visible in Jessica's movie, that Mark's spine is horribly curved, and I conceived of and then helped make with the props department a soccer ball-sized piece of foam wrapped in duct tape that I would place on midway under the left side of my back. And then the most difficult thing, once I was sort of contorted into it, the most difficult thing was to maintain that shape with no movement at all. I didn't want to ruin good work, either by myself or the other wonderful actors I was working with, by suddenly, you know, swatting the fly that away from my nose that had landed on it, or trying to move myself into a more comfortable position. That was just out of the question.
How about in between takes? Could you get up and move around in between, or did you want to or not want to?
I tried to remain horizontal as much as I could between takes, and in fact, if I was in the iron lung, it was a bit of a process getting me in and out of there. So if I was in the lung and they were changing lights or camera angles, I would often just stay there. And if we were on the gurney, I would choose to just stay there during, you know, between takes and lie quietly. And eventually people would sort of forget that there was a human body there, and they would be lying costumes or drinks or sandwiches or, you know, equipment, you know, either on top of me or next to me on the gurney. So, you know, maybe I got to experience a tiny bit of the invisibility that Mark used to talk about as a disabled person. He always felt the disabled people were somewhat invisible to able-bodied people.
Her perfect pale skin. Her Tudor court face, her strong, fleshy legs drove me to ecstasies of despair. All I wished for were hands that moved, just to touch her. That would have been enough.
Is there something about this particular character, Mark O'Brien, that you'll take with you?
I think so. He's an underdog who just kind of kept punching, and I certainly feel a bit like that myself. We probably all do. But his sense of humor, I've got to his poetry to read the rest of my life. And hopefully this movie just helps me to just see everyone more, to value everyone more. As Mark said, you know, we got to be more than our bodies, because if a mind and a soul isn't enough, if I'm just my body, then I'm screwed, ain't I? And it's true. I've always tried to do this, but this movie helps me go even further toward trying to understand and have respect for everyone I encounter.
That's actor John Hawkes, the star of the new movie The Sessions, speaking with Here and Now's Emiko Tamagawa. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Robin Young will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.